Dreamscape presents Leaving Lyman by Lisa Klein Ransom. Narrated by Dion Graham. Daddy. One. Parchment Farm, Sunflower County, Mississippi, 1938. Ma and Grandpops didn't tell me nothing except we were going on the train. From our house, I could sometimes hear the train whistle on quiet nights. Grandpops used to tell me stories about trains that carry people to places far away, to a town I thought was called North. Turns out that wasn't the name of a town at all, just a place people bought a ticket to. Ma made a mess of food. She spent all Saturday cooking, and the house smelled like frying grease and pickles and chocolate cake. I told her twice I was hungry, just to get a taste of something, but she hit me so hard on my backside, I stopped asking after that. Way past supper and bedtime, Grandpops came in my room, whispering, "Lyman, come on now. Time to get going." He dressed me quiet in my church shirt and pants, wrapped my blanket around my shoulders, and carried me out to his truck. I remember the truck smelled like all the food Ma had been cooking, and that smell woke me up good. "We going on the train now?" I asked. "Sure," said Grandpops. Ma just closed her eyes, laid her head back against the seat, and didn't say nothing. I thought she was tired from all the cooking. We drove quiet through the night till we pulled up to a small building.
"Here we are, Jackson Depot,"
Grandpops said. Grandpops lifted me out first and kept my blanket around my shoulders.